Scotty, if you could chuck up my little presentation, that'd be great, bruv. So this morning we're going to open up this little thought on solitude. It is a practice of Jesus that we're called to do. Solitude is not me time. Solitude is the place that we go to be and meet with God. And some people, that's a yes and amen. You introverts out there, you're all about it. Extroverts out there will find it maybe pretty hard. But it's as we're called to replicate and look at the life of Jesus, this is an important thing that we're called to do. And as in the term, it's going to be focused a lot around this. If you read Luke's gospel, you'll see that Jesus spent a lot of time in solitude. Actually, Luke's gospel talks a lot about Jesus' habits and what he got up to. It's not me time, but it's time with the Father. I want to read to you the next slide, Scotty. Mark chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. Have a couple more thoughts, and then we're going to got some questions for you to ponder with friends, family, with visitors. So Mark 1, 29 says this. After Jesus left the synagogue with James and John, they went to Simon and Andrew's home. Now Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a high fever. They told Jesus about her right away. So he went to her bedside, took her by the hand and helped her sit up. Then the fever left her and she prepared a meal for them. That evening after sunset, many sick and demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. The whole town gathered at the door to watch. So Jesus healed many people who were sick with various diseases and he cast out demons, but because the demons knew who he was, he did not allow them to speak. Before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up, went out to an isolated place to pray. Later, Simon and the others went out to find him. When they found him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." But Jesus replied, "We must go on to the other towns as well, and I'll preach to them too. That is why I came." So he traveled throughout the region of Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and casting out demons. One of the things you'll notice when you read in the scriptures is that Jesus goes missing quite regularly. And there's a great story in Luke 5 where it talks about Jesus healing someone with leprosy. And it talks about the people pressing around him. And then it says, but Jesus withdrew often to lonely places to pray. Jesus didn't take off when it was convenient for everyone else. He took off because he needed time with the Father. And the reason why we're going to be looking at solitude is this practice is essential for everyone. Whether we're finding that place where we go and spend time with God, because solitude is the place where we meet God as we are, not who we think we should be or how others think that we should be interacting with God, is as we are. And sometimes that's a beautiful moment, and sometimes solitude is quite confronting. I don't know about you, but times of solitude for me, I'm like, whoa, the things that come to mind, sheesh, I shouldn't be a pastor. But the reality is we face what's going on, but we're not doing it on our own. We're doing it in the presence of our God. Now, the thing is where the disciples are saying, everyone is looking for you, there's a bit of disdain in that. Because the night before, Jesus had the whole town at Simon's house, doing all sorts of amazing miracles, and the people are probably still there, possibly, and Jesus has had the audacity to go and spend time with the Father, but that is exactly what he had to do. And that is exactly what God is calling us to. And for some people, you do this regularly, but for others, this is something that you may need to consider about how you create space in your life to meet with the Almighty. Dedicated time. Other times in the church history, it's called quiet space or quiet time. Prayer, whatever you want to call it, but intentional time to meet with the Father. Can I just put this picture, go next slide please, Scotty. When we're alone, we're never really alone, are we? We're never really alone. But if you read John's Gospel, John, from about John 14 to 17, you will see this beautiful unraveling of what Jesus' solitude time looked like. And in John 15, Jesus says this, "I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us, so that the world will believe you sent me." This is kind of like the first time that we have some insight into what solitude time looked like for Jesus. Oneness with the Father. We don't really know what Jesus did in solitude, but this prayer, this discourse through John 14, 17, if you read it, there's this beautiful picture of this beautiful intimacy that Jesus had with the Father. And it's the intimacy that God calls each and every one of us into. "I pray that they will be one, just as you and I are one." So that's the end of what I want to say. And Scott, if you go to the next slide, we're just going to put some music on in the background, nice and quiet. Now, solitude can be many things. It can be going to a room. It can be walking. It can be many things. But Jesus spent time in the wilderness, in the Eremos, which was a place that was uncultivated. It wasn't anything particularly cultivated, but he was out in creation a lot of the time, the Eremos. So here's a few questions for you to ask with your kids too. Kids, you have time with God, and God is interested in what you have to say and do. But do you like solitude? Some of you will love that question, others you won't. Do you like it? How do you engage with God when you're on your own? And can you think of a special moment you had with God when you were on your own? It's a few questions to ponder. The thing is, when we come to solitude and time with God, it's not always a brilliant moment. They're good moments, but I think often in our church stream, we're looking for the miraculous and amazing. Well, just being with God is a miracle. And if he speaks to us clearly, that's wonderful. But sometimes just knowing his peace is exactly the miracle that we need. So where you are, you might have come with someone, you may not have. We're going to put some music on, and this is kind of the end of our service before we have morning tea provided by the legendary Janine Duff and my wife Sarah. Just spend some time, look at these questions and think, do you like it? And then if you feel like you want to pray for each other, do that. But just put some music on, think about these questions, and maybe think about how solitude looks in your life. Ka pai tēnā, that okay? Awesome.